Good morning. A Friday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, we're on the cusp of a weekend before a presidential election, a long time coming. Well, is there still time for the, quote, October surprise?
Well, you know there is, David, and you know that they're probably cooking one up. You may remember Comey's last-minute announcements, which probably cost the election to Hillary Clinton. As you know, she did get 3 million more votes than Trump did, but they figured out what to do. And at the last minute, there came this sort of electoral bomb. And I am sure we're going to see something like that. There have been attempts at doing it with Joe Biden and his son and all the rest. That hasn't worked this time. Not yet. But I don't think anybody would be surprised. Now, a lot of votes are in already. So no matter what they do, a lot of people who decided what they were going to do will not be influenced. But this is going to be a close election. And therefore, anybody who did not vote, it's the same as if you voted one way or the other. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. In other words, we can see a very close election, and any of this stuff can count, because if there's a last-minute surprise, that could push it over one way or the other.
Well, and the country is so polarized, people have strong feelings on both sides, and one person comes out of this winning, of course, that means the other side will be very angry. I see this morning Walmart has yanked guns off shelves, citing rising tensions.
I'm sure Walmart knows that there's a lot of talk about guns and ammunition having disappeared from the shelves to begin with. Nobody wants to be blamed for that. And if you're a purveyor of guns and have been up to now, what can I say except that the top executives have probably decided we don't want to get blamed for this.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has surpassed 9 million virus cases and set another daily record. The nation recorded over 90,000 new infections Thursday, the equivalent of more than one new case every second. Could this be the albatross around Trump's neck?
It certainly could. And I have to say, if I live to be 100, I'm never going to understand what it is that makes people, knowing full well what will happen, walk into a crowded Trump rally without a mask on. My goodness, you know, all of us who sit in the houses and protect ourselves and our children and our families, you just look at this and you say, what in hell is going on?
Speaking of, interesting profile I read in the Washington Post this morning, Alan, of a woman who is 70 years old, and this year she's voting for the first time. She talked about being a hippie in her younger days, raising a family, and not ever considering voting something that she thought about seriously. What is it about a country where this Citizen Act isn't burned into the brains of all of us that this is what we must do?
World War I, World War II, especially World War II, in which people were fighting for the right to vote, making it clear that this country stood for democracy, and yet half the people in most presidential elections, which is our most well-attended election, don't vote. Now, in this case, maybe we'll get up to 60%. But let me tell you, the Democrats especially have a big job here, because there are more Democrats, percentage-wise, who don't vote than Republicans. That's my understanding of all of this. So, therefore, everybody you get out, everybody who hasn't voted, everybody who has a job, say, oh, well, I don't care, nobody's going to do anything for me anyway. We're taking a look at what Donald Trump has represented. Many people are, and they're saying, okay, I either like it a lot or I don't like it a lot. So, we're going to see a record turnout, I believe, in this election. And by the way, David, there is a sense on many people's part that the Republicans will win on election day because they haven't come out early. They're husbanding their resources and their presence until the day of the election. I don't think so. I think you're going to get an awful lot of Democrats who have never voted before who will come out on election day.
But don't all of us have to get prepared and wrap our minds around the idea that this isn't going to be a quick fight? This is going to take a little time. We're not going to know necessarily by the day after the election who's won.
I don't know. I suspect you're going to have a lot of exit polls. You're going to have a lot of evidence of what's happened. Do I believe that the Trump people are up to no good and will, in fact, do something like make sure that people who thought they had voted hadn't voted? Would I be surprised to see any mail vote disallowed before a 6-3 Supreme Court? I wouldn't be surprised by any of it.
You know, we've been talking about the president urging his supporters to become poll watchers. Does that mean in some respects that the Democratic side, those folks at the polls, also has to keep their eye on troublemakers?
You better believe it. Look, poll watching in this case is going to be very, very important. Voter fraud is something that has gone on in America in the past, but never at a level that would disallow an election. You know, some of the big bosses in the cities were known for people counting votes with a piece of lead under their fingernail. But I don't think that's happening or is going to happen. But I do think that Trump is going to claim it.
Assuming Joe Biden wins the presidency, it's still going to take a long time for the country to heal from all of these issues, as well as the legislation needed if we're going to turn back what the Trump administration has done, for example, on the environment.
A lot is going to depend on what happens in the United States Senate. Right now, it does look like the Democrats have some chance at recapturing the Senate. And if Biden gets elected, they would have a Democratic president, a Democratic House of Representatives, and a Democratic Senate. If that happens, there will be an opportunity to make changes. If it doesn't happen, if the Senate stays Republican, even by one vote, then that'll be the anchor. That'll be the chain that says, no, you can't proceed. Now, look, David, Joe Biden is a moderate. That's why he got the nomination. And frankly, a lot of people are glad that he did, because as a moderate, he'll come in and he'll try to heal divisions, and he'll have more of a go than if a more progressive, in quotes, person had won and was trying to force these things through. I think Joe Biden's decency and his moderate image goes a long way to allowing some healing.
Our political observer, Ellen Chartok, with us.